So let's review. The previous Mishnah states that Isha Atzma Meviyas Gita, Ubovachi, Tzricha Loima, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam. A woman is eligible to become her husband's Shliach Lailacha and deliver her own get. However, in Chutz La'aretz, she must also confirm that she was present when the get was written and signed. The Gemara asks, Isha Mechimata Gita Liyada Igar Shalah. She becomes divorced the moment she accepts the get, and she's no longer a Shliach. If so, why must she say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam? After some discussion, the Gemara concludes with two scenarios in which she would not become divorced immediately, where her husband gave the following instructions. Have a shlich lahilacha adamatis befnei bezin pliny. Vchematis hasim shavi shlich lahilacha vikibli es gitach minei. You shall be my shlich to bring the get to that bezin, where you shall appoint a second shlich lahilacha, give him the get, and accept the get from him. Or, the amr la have a shlich lahilacha adamatis hasim, Chimatus Hasim, Emer Kame Beidina, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, Umashavi Beidina Shliach, Velesvu Nehalech. You shall be my Shliach to bring the get to that Bezdin, where you shall state before Bezdin, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, and give them the get. The Bezdin shall then appoint a Shliach Leilacha who will give you the get. In both cases, when she arrives before Bezdin, she is still a Shliach and must confirm Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, because she is not yet divorced until she accepts the get from the second Shliach. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions several halachas. If the husband tells her only, have a shlich le'alacha demotis b'fnei bezin pleini, she would not need to confirm b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtam, because kimat yahasim igar sheba. She's divorced at the moment she arrives in bezin, because as Rashi explains, t'na ba'al mahava. He included her only as a stipulation, and it was fulfilled. If he tells her, have a shlich le'alacha demotis b'fnei bezin pleini, and kimat yahasim, when you arrive there, put the get on the ground, and then pick it up. She's not divorced at all, because if a husband does not actually give the get to his wife, she's not divorced, because as Rashi explains, the pasuk specifies that the husband, or his shliach, must hand her the get. If he tells her, have a shliach le'alach ha'demotis b'fnei bezin pleini, and kimatis hasim have a shliach le'kabalah v'kibli es gitech, when you arrive there, you shall become a shlich lekabala and accept your get. She's not divorced either, because lechazur shlichas eitz alabal. As Rashi explains, shliach lemikri el shiro lachzur eitz l'shalchei b'leimer asisi shlichusich. One is considered a shliach only if while he is still a shliach, he can inform the mishaleach that he completed the shlichas. However, while she is a shliach, she cannot inform her husband that she completed the halacha, because by then she's already divorced, and no longer a shliach leilacha. If he tells her, have a shliach leilacha demotis befnei bezin pleini, and v'chimatis hasim shavi shliach lekabala, when you arrive there, you shall appoint a shliach lekabala and accept the get from him, it depends. According to the opinion of Isha Oise shliach lekabagita miyad shliach ba'ala, a woman can appoint a shliach lekabala to accept the get from her husband shliach leilacha. This may also be the Mishnah's case, because she is divorced only when she hands the get to her shliach lekabala. And therefore, while she is still the shlich le'alacha, she must confirm b'fani nechtav. However, according to the opinion of Ein ha'isha oisa shlich le'kabagita miyad shlich ba'ala, a woman cannot appoint a shlich le'kabala to accept the get from her husband shlich le'alacha. It will depend on the reason. According to the reason of the ikke b'zoyin the ba'al, the husband feels humiliated if she refuses to accept the get from his shlich le'alacha and objects that her shlich accept the get. Hacha ba'al le'kapit. In this case, he surely does not object since this was his tonight. Therefore, she may appoint a shlich lekabala, and while she is still the shlich le'alacha, she must confirm b'fani nechtav. However, according to the reason of chatzer habala acher mekain, that this may be confused with the case of a husband who first put the get into someone's yard, and she then purchased the yard and acquired the get, in which he made the chatzer his shlich le'alacha when he put the get inside, and she made the chatzer her shlich lekabala when she purchased it, and in this case she is not divorced, because as Rashi explains, chatzer mishum yada, ubishas nesina lav yadahu, a chatzer is kaina only because it is considered her hand, but not as a shliach. And in this case, when the get was placed inside, it was not her hand yet, and it's like tli gitach melgabe karka. In this case, even though the husband made the tnai, she may still not appoint a shliach lekabala for the same reason. Hanu lachamevi get tenina, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second parak, and we now begin the third parak, kol haget be'ezras Hashem. Zakta Mishnah, kol haget shenichtiv shaloy l'shem isha, pasul. A get that was written but not intended for a specific woman is disqualified. Ketzad. The Mishnah will describe various cases step by step, with each being a greater chiddush, a greater novelty. Hayu Eiver b'shuk b'shama kol seifrim makrin ish pleini megarshes pleinis mimakim pleini v'amar zesh mi v'zesh mishti pasul garish by. As in the case of a person walking and they heard scribes reading aloud general gittin that they had practiced writing, and one of them contains his name and his wife's name. The get is pasul, you cannot use it, because the pasuk states v'chasav l'seifa krisis. The word krisis teaches that a get must be written for the purpose of divorce, while this get was written merely for practice. Yes, Mikain. Kasav l'garashas ishtoi v'nimlach. Metzoi ben irei v'amal l'shmi kishmecha v'shim ishti kishim ishtocha pasul l'garash boi. And even if the get was written for the purpose of divorce, but it was written for one person who we considered and gave it to another person whose names match, the get is pasul for him because the word v'chasav teaches that the get must be written lishmoi for the husband. Yes, Mikain. Hayule shtei nashim mushmoi sein shavais. Kasav l'garash esagdaila lo yigarash boi esagatana. And even if the get was written for the divorce of this man, but he had two wives with the same name and he wrote the get for the older one, the get is pasul for the younger one because the word la teaches that the get must be written lishma for this wife. Yes, Mikain. Amal lavler kasav le'ezer she'erza garish, pasul garish boy. And even if he told the sefer write the get for whichever wife I will later decide to divorce, the get is pasul because ein breira, as Rashi explains, at the time of the ksiva he was not yet decided, and therefore the get is shaloy lishma, v'loy minin hover hadaver the b'shas ksiva ha'yedai t'lezu v'hari nechtav lishma. And we don't say that retroactively the get was intended for the wife, who he later decides to divorce. Regarding the case of Kasul Ligarish Esagdoila, Ligarish Be Esagatana, the Gemara makes the following assumption. Katanahu Dele Motzi Megarish Be, Hagadoila Motzi Megarish Be. The get is possible only for the younger wife, because it was not Lishma. But the get is kosher for the older wife, because it was Lishma. And as Rashi explains, Loichashinan Shemenitin Lechaverta Venofel Miyado Mitzasazu. There's no concern that perhaps the get was written for and given to the katana, but she lost it and the gedola found it and claims that it was given to her because ha'ilav nekita lebiyada bedida mecheskinela. We consider it the gedola's get since she possesses it. Rava says zoyse meres shnei Yosef ben Shimon hadoran beir achas meitzin shtarchei balacherim. This mishnah is a proof for the halacha that two people who are both named Yosef ben Shimon and live in the same city may each extract money from others with a loan document, as Rashi explains. The borrower cannot claim that the loan was from the other Yosef ben Shimon, but he lost the shtar and this one found it because kiven the high tavas the shtar gavibe. We consider it this Yosef ben Shimon shtar since he possesses it. Abaye says the mishnah is not a proof because be'edim misira v'rebelazahi. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that a get is initiated through the Edim who witnessed the Mesira and can testify that the Gedolah actually received the get. However, regarding Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, where there are no Edim Mesira, ein mitzin shtar chayv al acherim, because there is concern for a Nefilah.